站立的时候，我们要打开圣经到路加福音十九。
This very familiar story about a very rich tax collector. I want you to read first in Chinese, please, this morning. Luke 19, 1 through 10.
我们要读路加十九章，一到十节是很熟悉的这个税吏的故事。OK， 耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见，就跑到前头，爬上沙树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣要从那里经过。耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。”他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。众人看见，就私下议论说：“他进到罪人家里去住宿。”撒该站着对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，我就还他四倍。”耶稣说：“今天应允到这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。人子来，为要寻找拯救失丧的人。”
Good. And in English, those of you who want to join me, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. He entered Jericho and was passing through. And there was a man called by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and he was rich. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was and was unable because of the crowd, for he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him, for he was about to pass through that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and he said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I need to stay at your home." And he hurried and came down and received him gladly. When they saw it, they all began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anything, I will give back four times as much." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Good. How about Chinzo, please? How many of you have been to a medical doctor in the last 2 years?
你们中间有谁过去两年中去见看过医生吗？
How many of you have had a medical doctor retire on you during your lifetime?
有多少位是在你看病的过程中那个医生就退休了？
And how many of you who had a favorite doctor had the doctor move away?
你有没有最喜欢的医生那个医生搬走了？
Today we're going to look at a doctor, a medical doctor named Luke.
我们今天要看的故事就是这个医生，他的名字叫路加。
My last doctor was a Chinese doctor, very good doctor.
我上一个医生是中国来的医生，很好的中国医生。
But he moved to California.
但是他搬到加州去了。
And I'm not sure why.
我也不知道为啥。
But he's gone. So I had to look for a new medical doctor.
所以我要找一个新的医生。
When I search for a new medical doctor, here are some of the things I look for.
如果我是找一个新医生的话，我是要看下面几点的。
Medical degrees. What universities did this person go to?
这个他有什么医学的学位？这个学校他去的是哪所医学院毕业的？
Where did they complete their residency?
他在哪里做见习医生的？
Are they board certified?
他们是不是经过那个委员会已经认定他们是可以有这个能力的执照的？
Do they have medical specialties?
他们有没有在哪个医学方面有一些特殊之处？
What is the philosophy of their patient care?
他们的政策是什么？他们的这个 啊，请等一下啊，他们是怎样看顾他们的病人呢？他们的理念是怎样
？And what personal recommendations do people I trust do they have for me？
啊，有没有人推荐像我？有没有我的朋友向我推荐他们这些人
？And do they speak any other additional languages？
他们有没有讲其他的语言？
That's important sometimes because of the way if you know their languages, you know that they see the world differently.
Yeah, 如果这个也很重要，如果你知道他们讲另一个种什么语言的话，你就知道他们的背景，他们怎样看待这个世界，有可能很重要。
Now we know that when we pick our doctors, sometimes they have success.
你知道我们选医生的时候，有时候有些医生很成功的。
And sometimes they make mistakes.
就是有时候那些医生也犯错。
But when it comes to the Bible, to the living word of God, God did not make any mistakes in how he recorded his word.
但是如果我们看圣经的话，神从来不在圣经中记载他的话语上面有任何的错误。
When the Holy Spirit guided 40 different writers of the 66 books, who were these writers?
我们知道有四十位圣经有四十位作者来写了这本六十六卷书，那些四十位作者是那些人是谁呢
？And what were their qualifications？
他们的证书有没有啊
？The Bible has become the most reliable book in the world。
圣经是我们在这个世界上最可靠的一本书。
And it has been translated into more languages than any other book ever printed。
是啊，它翻译成世界上差不多那么多的语言，所有的语言，它没有世上没有一本书能够印了这么多本。
Brothers and sisters, if you study your faith, the Christian faith, you do not have to apologize for the Word of God.
如果你是在这里学习圣经的话语的话，你不必要为神的话语而道歉。
This medical doctor who wrote Luke, which we read from, wrote both the Gospel of Luke.And the book of Acts.
这位医生他写了圣经上两本书，一本是路加福音，另一本就是使徒行传。
And I'm beginning to work on a series of messages heading for the book of Acts.
我正在准备一系列的信息，这些信息都是有关于使徒行传的。
Because in the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit, the promised one, is waiting to help the churches grow throughout the world.
那个在使徒行传中，这个圣经就在那里等待，等待这个福音能够传遍世界，改变世界。
And so the gift of the Holy Spirit is for all Christians and for all of His churches throughout the world to grow.
这个神赐给我的圣灵的恩赐是给所有的基督徒，是给世界上所有的教会，能够让这些教会和基督徒能够成长的。
Who is Dr. Luke?
路加医生是谁呢
？Yep. He's a medical doctor. Colossians 4:14.
他是一个医生，他是哥罗西书四章十四节这样记载的。
He's a Christian and he is also a Greek.
他是一个基督徒，但是他也是一个希腊人。
He is the only known non-Jewish writer and the author in the New Testament.
他是唯一的一位非犹太人，他在新约中的作者，他是新约中唯一的非犹太人作者。
And that's partly important because if you're Jewish, you will see the Word of God in a certain way.
这个是很重要。如果你是犹太人的话，你看神的话语是以这种方式看的。
But if you're Greek and if you're non-Jewish, you will also see the Scriptures in another way, which could be very valuable.From the standpoint of what you see.
Yeah, 如果是你是一个非犹太人，你是一个希腊人，那你就看这个圣经就以另外一个角度，完全不同的角度有可能。
Dr. Luke is a close friend and a travel companion of Paul.
路加医生是一个是保罗的好朋友，他也是常常和保罗一起旅行的一位。
And when he writes Luke's gospel, you read verses 9 and 10.Here is his purpose in writing Luke's gospel.
所以他在我们刚才读的这个九章和十章，他就讲明了这个他写路加福音的原因。
Jesus said to that rich tax collector, "Today salvation has come to your house, because you too are a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost.
因为这个耶稣说，今天救恩就到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙，人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
53 years ago I was lost without Christ.
我53年前，那个时候我是世上的一个人，我没有认识耶稣。
And the Lord tracked me down, he sought me and he found me, and he led me into the book of John, Yuhan福音, the John's Gospel and Romans.
Yeah, 那个时候神找到了我，带领了我，让把我领到约翰福音和罗马书。
And he showed me I was lost without him, and he saved me.
他向我显现，他说，他让我知道我是没有得着他，我失丧了，所以我后来就知道了。
And for 53 years I have been reading and studying and teaching from the Word of God. And now I come to Luke's Gospel once again.
53年来我一直是在这里学习神的话语，传讲神的话语，今天我又来到了神的这个宝贝的这个路加福音这本书。
In Luke's Gospel there are certain things that stand out, certain key features.
在路加福音中有一些很重要的这个部分向我显现出来。
Luke is the most complete Gospel that covers everything necessary for mature and godly knowledge.
路加福音是一个最完整的一本书，它是完整记载这个神的这个就是耶稣的故事的一本书，它最详细。
And when you read his writing, you know he's well educated by his choice of words and how he positions words.
大家读这个路加福音的时候也可以看出来，这个路加这个他本身也是很受了很好的教育的，他所选择的用词用语是非常的精确。
And you can see his medical training because he sometimes refers to illnesses and diseases and diagnoses. You can see the training.
但从这本书我们也看到他所受的医学训练，他有时候描述事情的时候引用这个医学上的诊断和缘由和这个用药，他都有这个可以显示出他所受的医学训练。
And Dr. Luke emphasizes Jesus' relationships with people.
路加医生在这里所让我们知道他就是显示耶稣和人的紧密的关系。
Most patients like their medical doctors to at least be a little bit friendly and interested in them.
Yeah, 很多我们知道，日常人如果喜欢这个医生的话，是因为医生和他们有一些稍微有兴趣的或者有紧密一点的关系。
I don't want to see my doctor when he's treating me. Keep looking at his watch.
我不想看我这看这个医生，如果这个医生在看我病的时候，他常常去看他的手表几点钟。
I want him to look at me and at least know my name.
我想要这位医生至少看着我，至少他知道我的名字。
And if he keeps looking at his watch, I wonder if he wants to go for coffee or leave me alone.
Yeah, 如果他如果老是去看他的手表的话，我就在这里怀疑他是不是要去喝杯咖啡啊，还是把我一个人扔在这里。
Luke emphasizes Jesus' relationships, how he relates to people.You want to see Jesus relate to people? Read Luke.
Yeah, 这个路加福音这里面记载的就是这个耶稣和人的关系。如果你要知道耶稣和人怎样有一个亲密关系的话，就仔细的去读路加福音。
Luke also records hymns of praise. If you want to see hymns of praise, go to Luke's Gospel.
他也记载了这个圣诗。他如果是你要唱赞美诗的话，他在里面路加福音里面也有记载。
Oh, and the ladies are going to like this.
这个女士有可能会喜欢这个。
My wife and I just celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary.
我和我的太太妻子刚刚庆祝了50婚姻纪念日。
And slowly by slowly, I am learning to cherish my wife.
我真的是一点一点学怎样在这里能够更爱我的太太，更爱我的妻子。
Dr. Luke gives very important places in his gospel to appreciate women.
这个路加也在这个路加福音中，在有很多地方慢慢的记载他是怎样尊敬妇女。
And most of Luke's gospel from chapter 9, verse 51 through 18:35 is not found in any of the other three Gospels. It's very unique to Luke. He saw things that others didn't record.
Yeah, 在路加福音中，大家知道九章五十一节到十八章三十五节，它记载了很多很多的故事。这些故事在其他的福音书中并没有记载。我们知道路加是个很仔细的人。
So when he writes the book of Luke, he's going to be heading for the book of Acts. And when the book of Acts comes, like I said, he's going to present the work of the Holy Spirit and why the power is all there for us.
所以当这个路加写这个路加福音的时候，他的心也在那里准备这个写这个使徒行传。他知道这个使徒行传记载了就是圣灵在圣徒身上做工所行的各种各样的神迹。
So I'm going to pick out three major themes in the book of Luke and treat those quickly but hopefully deeply and move us along through Luke.
我们在这里今天要讲的是路加福音中的三个主要的主题。我希望能够带领这一段，能够快快的带领这一段，或者是更深的带领这些经文给大家分享。
Luke warns about the danger of money and riches.
路加福音在这里记载的就是让我们警告我们有关金钱和富有的所带来的危险。
Because Jesus loves people, he warns them when they're in danger of getting into trouble.
因为耶稣爱我们，他当我们有危险的时候，他就在那里警告我们。
And Jesus warns listeners that there will be great sorrows and distress and heartbreaks to a person who grows to love money.
耶稣在那里警告我们，如果一个人爱喜欢金钱的话，就会有大的悲伤，或者他的痛苦，或者是他的心会破碎，会临到他。
Jesus says any person who grows to love money will have all kinds of roots of evil and problems. Loving money is the problem.
耶稣在那里警告我们，如果任何人在那里喜欢金钱的话，就会有很多会把事情弄坏的各种的危险在那里等待着他。
A wealthy billionaire was asked, "How much money will make you happy?"
一个很富有的亿万富翁，别人问他你怎样才能让你更快乐一点
？He said, "Just a little bit more."
他说有多少钱？他说只要多一点点就让我更快乐。
His eyes were never satisfied.
他的眼目从来不会满足于。
He became greedy and he fell in love with money and riches.
他变得更加的贪婪，他变成了就更爱他的金钱。
But he didn't know that it could not satisfy him in the end.
他不知道这些事情到最终是不能满足他的心愿的。
So in Luke's gospel, Jesus warns that loving money can grow into the most important thing in a person's life.
所以他耶稣在那里警告，如果你是喜欢金钱的话，就会带入你到人生中最要紧的一件事。
And loving money can become an addiction.
因为这个爱这个金钱会成为你的会成为你一个嗜好。
A craving for riches.
或者是你追寻这个富有。
A needing more pleasure in life and then becoming greedy.
然后你就因为你在生活中需要有更多的快乐，所以你就变成了这样一个贪婪的人。
And many greedy people I have met addicted to loving money can turn them into people who do not produce much love or joy or peace for other people.
那些贪婪的人我看见过的有很多，他们因为爱金钱的缘故就不会在那里爱别人，或者爱他的或者有喜乐平安的人。
The people I've known who are greedy and love money, they grow ineffective and they're unfruitful often in their spiritual lives.
那些爱金钱的人，他们就变成没有什么用的，他们也在他们的属灵的生命中也没有什么成长。
And they often lose their life balance.
他们也失去了他们生活的这个平衡。
In Luke 18:22 and 23, there's a rich young ruler who hears Jesus say, "One thing you still lack. Go and sell all that you have and distribute your stuff to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. And then, come follow me.
在路加十八章二十三、二十二节、二十三、二十三节是这样，这样说。耶稣对那个羊、年轻的、年轻的、年轻的官员说：“有一件事你还缺乏，就是你要把你所有的一切分给穷人，然后你在。”然后你在天上就有财宝，然后你才可以来跟随我。
And Dr. Luke says this rich young man became very sad because he was extremely rich.
这个年轻人就是非常的悲伤，因为他非常的富有。
We can't tell if this is the end of the story.
我们不能说这就是这故事的结尾。
Does the sadness of the rich young ruler ever stop?
那位这个年轻少年人的他的悲伤是不是就停止了呢？
Does the rich young ruler ever turn around and go back, get rid of the riches which have trapped him? Does he ever return to Jesus?
那个年轻人是不是把他的财宝全部放弃，然后他就回到耶稣跟前呢？
Luke doesn't show us if he returned or not.
路加福音中并没有记载这个少年人是回来或者是没有回来。
But what we know is the greatest offer was that you could have treasures in heaven following Christ, or you can be sad and lose your way.
Yes. 圣经上是这样记载，你可以把财富放弃，然后你说积财宝在天上，或者你就永远的丧失在财宝于地上。
Does the rich young ruler make the worst decision of his entire life by loving riches more than accepting and following Jesus? Does he make that mistake?
这位年轻的少年人是不是犯了在人生中最大的一个错误？他有没有爱他的财宝多过爱耶稣，然后没有放弃他的财宝，跟随耶稣？
And so it comes down to money.Loving money or loving God. That's what it comes down to, Jesus says.
然后这就到了这样一个结果，你是爱金钱呢，还是爱神？
Hating or loving?
是恨或者是爱？
Devoting or despising?
呀，或者是献身，或者是鄙视。
And Jesus warns us, anyone who's listening, loving riches and money more than God will result in deep, permanent losses of relationships.With God and some people.
Yeah, 这里耶稣就在这里警告我们，如果你是爱财宝和爱金钱比爱神更多的话，然后你就会得到的结果就是你永远失去和神的紧密的关系和人的关系。
And since we've already read aloud Luke 19, 1 through 10, we know the story fairly well.
因为我们刚才大声地读了这个路加福音十九章一到十节有关这个撒该这个税吏的故事，所以我们现在知道这故事很知道了。
Zacchaeus is very rich, but he's hated by very many.
这个撒该非常富有，但是很多人很恨他。
But Jesus doesn't hate any people.
但是耶稣并没有恨任何人。
And he sees Zacchaeus, and he comes to him.
他看见撒该，然后他就走到他面前。
And he comes to his home.
然后他到了撒该的家里。
He invites himself to come to his home.
他自己邀请他自己到撒该的家里，而不是撒该就邀请他。
And Zacchaeus gladly welcomes him.
那个撒该就很乐意的欢迎他到他的家里，到撒该的家里。
Jesus goes into his home.Probably looks around, looks at his friends, understands how wealthy he is, and he sees the problem.
Yeah, 耶稣到了这个撒该的家里，估计就在那里左右看看，也知道这个他的朋友是多么的富有，但是他看见了他的问题。
The riches are taking over Zacchaeus' life.
因为这个富有就是占据了这个撒该的生活。
And Jesus can begin breaking the power of loving riches. He can do this in Zacchaeus' home.
但是这个耶稣就是有这个能力，他也能爱这个富人，他在撒该的家里也能够爱这个富人。
Somehow Zacchaeus realizes that he is sick and he's not healthy with his view of life and with his view of money. He knows he's in trouble now.
不管怎样，这个撒该自己意识到他的问题，他的情况就是 他爱这个世界，他没有和神有关系，所以他就有了自己意识到这个问题。
So you can tell by his words, he wants to make things right with anybody he's cheated. He wants to make something's happening in Zacchaeus because Jesus is there with him.
知道大概就是认知到自己的问题。他从他的话语中，我们知道他要怎样对付他的财富，怎样和人之间的关系，因为耶稣和他在一起。
And Jesus is beginning to have a new master in life, not money, but Jesus. He's beginning to start to turn.
那个撒该就逐渐改变了，他的生知道他的一生的他的主人不是这个金钱，他的主人要跟随耶稣。
So brothers and sisters, here's the question: Who is our master?
这里有一个问题，谁是我们的主人
？Who really runs our daily lives?
谁在那里指引我们怎样过每天的日子
？In Luke 16:13, Jesus knows he's heard lots of answers, but he's going to warn us one more time against the sickness of loving money and riches. He's going to warn again, like a good doctor warns. Luke's going to warn through Jesus again.
在路加16:13章，这个路加就像一个医生一样，再次警告我们怎样对金钱这个事情。
This is great. Luke 16:13.
16:13.
Tell me the truth.
这个就是话语就说出了这个事实。
Do you ever stand with a person and you say, you're thinking, just tell me the truth?
你有没有对一个朋友说，哎，就是告诉我这个真实情况是怎样？
Have you ever been asked that? Just tell me the truth.
告诉我真实的事情，不要告我假话。
So we start tap dancing.
然后我们
we start changing the words. We don't want to answer that question sometimes. Tell me the truth. Jesus is going to tell him the truth.
我们在生活中，有人就跟我说：“哎，你告诉我真的是情况呢？”然后我们往往是左右摇晃啊，在那里换词语啊，因为我们不大想告诉他真实到底是怎么回事。
Don't fool around with Jesus.
不要在那里和耶稣说假话。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because he can read your heart.
因为耶稣可以读你的心。
He can see right through your excuses.
他能够看透你的借口。
Do not tap dance with him. Do not play games.
不要和耶稣开玩笑，不要是说假话，因为他知道。
Listen to this warning. Here comes the truth.
然后听这个警告，这是一个事实。
It's great. Luke 16:13.
16:13.
No servant can serve two masters, for he will either hate the one and love the other, or else he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth and money. Cannot be done.
一个仆人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。我们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门，马门就是钱。
There's the truth that sets people free.
这个就是让人得释放的真事实。
Serving one master.You pick.
你只能选择侍奉一个主，你自己选择。
And the encouragement, of course, is to love your Lord your God with everything you have. That's the choices that we make every day.
这个鼓励就是我们要跟随主，我们要爱主，这是我们每天所做的这个决心。
And so, brothers and sisters, as you sit there and listen to me, I ask you again through the scripture.What are your highest priorities?
在这里，你在这里听，我在问你，就这样一个问题，你最高的，最重要的事情对你来说是什么？
Who are our real masters?
谁是我们的真的主人？
Who's competing with God for our attention?
谁在那里和神竞争，我们的注意力？
Well, we have a new young pastor in our church.
我们在这个我们的自己这个弟兄自己的教会里面有一个年轻的牧师。
He's only 30 years old.
他只有30岁。
But boy is he sharp.
他真的是很聪明。
The Lord called him at 6 years old and said, you will be a pastor someday.
哇那个主神我们的神在他六岁的时候就呼召他就跟他说有一天你会成牧师。
And he's been studying for 24 years. to step into his first pastorate in our church in Tukwila.
Yeah, 他在那里仔细地读学习神的话语。24年以后，他成为我们这个城，就Tukwila这个城的我们教会的一个牧师。
And our pastor Aaron asked us last week, "What do you talk about for the future?"
那个我们的牧师 Aaron 就跟我们说，你怎样讲将来的事？你讲将来会发生什么
？It was great. He said, "And what you talk about for the future very often will tell you what you really think is important."
Yeah, 如果你在那里讲你的将来会怎样的话，这实际上会反映出你的心里的对事情的想法是怎样的。
Then he started listing what things we might be talking about for the future.
他那个牧师就在那里把他列出来将来他要讲的一些讲到的一些东西列出来。
He says to us, "Do you talk mostly about security?"
他说你有没有会讲更多的有关你的安全，你的财保安全，还是
？Then when you talk about this, do you talk mostly about your bank accounts?
他说你有没有会讲一些你有关这个你的银行账号有多少钱的事情
？No, he loves us. He's not going anywhere. We can't fire him. I guess we could, but we're not going to.
但是我们也不会把他裁掉，因为他和我们还是很亲近。
We just called him. How can you fire him in a month?He says, and he says, "Do you talk mostly about your savings?"
He said, "Yeah." 对，我知道他我们刚刚雇他一个月，我们也不能把他裁了。但是他 this person talk about his savings.
Yeah, our pastor is asking us the question: Do you talk about your possessions? What do you talk about for your future?
他说，这个牧师说，你有没有谈你有多少存款呢？或者是你将来要做有什么事情？
Because what you talk about in the future, he suggests, is what is really important to you.
他如果他建议他将来要谈一些什么事情，就是对这个人是很重要的。
So then he asks, "How about your technological tools?"
那个人他就问了我们一些问题，你怎样？你们的科技的这个工具的水平怎么样
？And he says, "Are you addicted to food or phones?"
他就问我们，你有没有这个？对这个食品。
What do you talk about? Are you addicted to fun?
他是说你有没有因为你的自己快使你快乐的事情，你有没有上瘾
？So he loves us. He keeps asking really good questions.
他很对我们来说印象很深，他一直在那里问很好的问题。
What we talk about for our futures may show us what we really think is important.
如果我们在那里谈一些将来的事情的话，就是这个问的问题，就是真的反映出我们心里在想什么。
And then he rounded the corner and said, "Do we think a lot about our families and who runs our families, the kids or the parents?"
他说他也问其他一个问题，他说我们有没有想很多我们家庭的事情？谁在那里做掌管我们的家庭？是我们呢，还是我们的孩子在这讲这个
？What's he warning us against? He's warning us against.Our highest priorities. He's warning us against looking at the future and deciding what is the most important area in our life.
他在这里警告我们，就是和我们的和我们最高的这个次序有关系。他就是 ，sorry, can you repeat again?
He's asking us. What our real heart condition is.
他问我们的是我们心里真的是心里的情况是怎样的。
And like a good doctor, when we admit we are poor and we are needy and we are lost, then true growth, true diagnosis can begin.
就像一个真正的医生一样，如果他问我们这个有什么需要，有什么问题，然后我们的真正的心里的，我们的就能真正的成，就把问题发现，能够成长。
Now I'm an elder with our pastor, so I'm getting to know him.
你知道我是一个教会的长老，我和我们教会的牧师很熟，所以我逐渐就认识了这个年轻人。
Today in Tukwila at our church, he's starting a series on Jonah.
今天在特克维拉这个教会，他是讲这个有关这个约拿的故事。
And when he asks the congregation questions, I'm not there.
他在那里问这个教会问题，但是我不在那里。
But my wife is, and she's going to pass.The questions on to me when I get home.
他会把他问的问题传给我，我的太太会告诉我的。
Our pastor is not going to let us move away from the Lord. Not going to do it.
那我们的牧师并不能使我们从神那里移走，他不能这样做。
Okay, second message in Luke, picking up the speed, is you'll see in Luke God's heart for the poor and the needy and the lost. His heart beats for the poor and the needy and the lost. That's who he's looking for. He's seeking them. He's tracking them. He wants them to come to him. Because he says what? I'm not willing that any... Hello?
Yeah.
中国人. He is not willing that any should perish and be lost, right?
Yeah.
That's what he's seeking. That's a church. That's a body who is looking for the lost, because that's part of our responsibility. God is looking for the lost. And the question for our church is, are we looking for the lost or are we looking for the comfortable? We have to answer that. We have to answer it soon, because
yeah.
we live in Tukwila, and there are lots of people who are lost. Lots. Sorry.
Okay, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right.
Tied the wallah.
他说神的这个路加福音第二个主要的一点呢，就是要讲神的心呢是向着这些贫穷的人有需要的人和失丧的人。那他说神的心意是那样的。是那样的向着这些人，所以让我们能够知道我们这些人的心是有没有向着这些贫穷的人、有需要的人和失丧的人。他的教会在塔克威拉那边有太多失丧的人了，他也是想到他的教会，他也有觉得神的心有没有符合神的心意。
Yeah. In Luke 1:49-53, we won't look at that, but we learn that God loves humble people.
我们在路加福音1:49-53，大家不用翻，就说神喜悦那些谦卑的人。
Humble people are people who don't think they're important, they don't think they're more important than other people.
那个谦卑的人是怎样呢？就是谦卑人认为自己并不比其他人重要。
Humble people don't pretend that they have high status.
那些谦卑的人也不会常常炫耀他们有一个更高的职位。
Humble people keep their strength under control of the Lord.
那些谦卑的人把他们的这个强项呢，他也是把它隐藏起来，也听神的话。
Humble people don't show off how important they think they are.
那个谦卑的人并不在那里显示，向别人显示他们是有多重要。
And Mary, the mother of Jesus, is this kind of humble person, so God chooses her to give supernatural birth to his son.
Yeah, 这个玛利亚就是这样一个人，她就是一个谦卑的人，因为她谦卑的缘故，神拣选了她，让她能够生下这个完全非自然的，就是有充满，就是神迹的一个儿子耶稣。
And when you read the description of Mary, you can tell she's humble because she doesn't feel she's worthy to have the Son of God through divine intervention.
Yeah, 这个大家读福音书的话，就会发现玛丽是这样一个谦卑的人，她是说自己是这样一个人，不配神拣选她生下这样。有这样一个神迹行在他身上。
Perhaps the wisest people are those who know when they are proud and will humble themselves before God.
最聪明的人就是他在，虽说他很有能力，但是他能够谦卑自己，在神面前谦卑自己。
1 Peter 5:5, great reminder.
这个彼得前书5:5这样一个他的提醒我们。
God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
他是说神彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
So we watch our pride, and as soon as we see it, we want to confess to the Lord, because we do not want him coming after us, because we're proud. He will oppose us when we're proud.
如果我们骄傲的话，我们要向神谦卑，要向神承认我们是有骄傲这个问题，然后我们要谦卑自己。
And in Luke 5:31, Jesus says, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick."
路加5:31节说，健康的人不需要医生，但是 但是需要医生的 是有病的。
I'm laughing because I don't know very many men. I don't have a lot of men friends who like to go to the doctor.
我真的听到这个句子我就很有时候想笑起来。我的大部分男的朋友都是不喜欢去看医生的。
I broke a finger in softball and I didn't want to go to the doctor, so I got a bag of green peas and I put it on my finger and that was enough. No doctor. I put my green peas and put it on my broken finger.
我打球的时候把我的手指头弄伤打断了，但是我做的呢就是用了一包这个装着豆子绿的豆子的这个冰的袋子放在手上，那个是我所需要的，我不要去看医生。
So later when they checked the x-ray they said, oh, it's healing good.
然后等于过了一阵子呢，他们看这个 X 光片，他们就说啊，这个愈合得很好。
Yep, broken finger, you fixed it.
他说这个断了手指你自己
No need for doctor.
自己就做好了，不需要看医生。
Lots of pain, but no need for the doctor. You're very stubborn.
对啊，你是非常的不愿屈服，你是就是自己做了。
Sick people who admit they're sick need a doctor.
有病的人才用得着医生，因为他们承认他们自己有病。
And brothers and sisters, don't misread me. I believe in praying for healing too.
Doctors
are not the only answer.
但是不要这样就单单的认为我就只是去看医生，我也在那里常常祷告我能够神给我愈合。
And so I want to ask you a question before I come down to the third point. What does God think about homeless people?
我要问大家一个问题，就是神是怎样看待这个无家可归者的。我们这里的
We know that he cares for the poor and the needy and the lost. And sometimes I do not like the thoughts I have about homeless people. I don't like them.
我们知道
they're there.
神是喜欢贫穷、需要和失丧的人。但是有时候我心里有一些想法，就是那些无家可归者，我们这里的无家可归者，我心里想法好像不太对啊。反正我心里觉得很难受。
A very tough, complicated problem.
这个是非常
very hard.
非常难的，非常非常复杂的，是一个很难回答的问题。
And so I find I have to guard my heart because some of my thoughts are not Christ-like.
Yeah, 所以我在这里就是说，我要把我的自己的心里的想法把它封起来，好像这些想法不是像耶稣一样的样式的想法。
The third message in Luke is about the Holy Spirit.
第三个路加福音的这信息是有关圣灵的信息。
My notes tell me that the Holy Spirit is emphasized more in Luke than in any other gospel.
我在这里以前写的笔记告诉我，这有关圣灵的工作在路加福音里面的记载远远大过其他三本福音。
Jesus had two messages he was trying to teach the disciples as he got closer to the cross.
耶稣在快要上十字架之前向他的门徒讲了两篇道。
He was saying, I'm really leaving. I am leaving. They're going to execute me and I'm going to leave, but I'm coming back, resurrected.
他在这里讲的对他文图所讲两篇道，就是说他要走了，他要离开这个世界，但是他真的要离开这个世界是死了以后还要复活，然后复活，然后又要回来。
And the other message was wait for the Holy Spirit. I promise him, Father promise him, wait for him because he has the power for you.
第二篇信息他讲的就是你们要在那里等待圣灵的降临，因为他这个圣灵已经天父已经答应有差派这个圣灵下来，你们在这里等待。
And so, brothers and sisters, one of the keys for us, whatever church we're in, whatever state, one of the keys is to keep asking our Heavenly Father to keep filling us with His Holy Spirit. Keep doing this, Lord, regularly.
所以我们一个很关键的要做的就是常常祈求我们的天父把他的圣灵降给我们，能够充满我们。
Luke 11:11-13 is this very familiar passage. It's a beautiful, beautiful scripture. It says, Now suppose one of you fathers is asked by his son for a fish. He will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he is asked for an egg, he's not going to give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
所以这个路加福音十一章十一节到十三节有记载了，耶稣的话就很好，就是你是这样的：你们中间有做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，凡拿蛇当鱼给他呢？求鸡蛋，反给他蝎子呢？你们虽然不好尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗？
所以我们要向神求。I do not like to ask for help. How about you? Do you like to ask for help?
你喜欢求助吗? 向别人求助吗?
Okay. Someone wrote this before. Whether we like it or not, asking is the rule of the kingdom.
不管我们有人这样写，就是不管我们喜不喜欢，但是寻求是这个王国天国里的这个法则。
I hope you're in the habit of writing down what you're asking the Lord for. I hope you're writing down some of those requests.
我希望大家有这样一个习惯，就是把你向神求的东西写下来。
Do I take two pages? I put here's my request. Here's what I'm asking. I leave this side blank for the answer if I see it or answers.
我差不多一本本子就打开，就左边右边左这个两个空白页，左边就是我要记下我向神求的东西，右面先把它空白，是还没有回答的。If
you're doing that, you know that sometimes God gives you the answers, and you can write them down. You know that because it builds your confidence because He answers prayer. He answers the right prayers. But he does answer. Sometimes he doesn't for a long time, but he does answer prayer. And so you can have a document that says, here's what I asked for. Here, oh my goodness, that was the wrong request. oh, he's correcting me. That's good. And here comes what I think is his answer. Very, very, very powerful documentation. Will you leave this for your children when you go on?
Okay. 好，这个很好的习惯就是你要把这个左边的这个你的向神求的东西把它写下来。有时候你会发现，哎，神回答了，哎，这个是对的。有时候神说，哎，神觉得你就会觉得你求的东西不对，就是也没有回答。然后这个是个很好的习惯，如果你会把这个习惯的话也带给你的孩子的话，也会更好。When
my sons and my six grandchildren open up my prayer request someday, they're going to say, oh my goodness, oh, Grandpa was praying for, and oh, he missed a few months here, but oh, he's coming back strong here. They're going to read that. I didn't write it for them, but they're going to discover it if I don't burn the books. Why would I burn the books?
我有儿子，我的孙子，我有六个孙子辈，他们有一天呢会读我的这个记载下来的这些东西，就是我的左边的这个要求，然后右边的回答，有时候他们会发现，哎，这个我的回答，我的请求回答了，有的请求是过了几个月之后才有答案，然后他说，我的心情就变得更加强壮了，我的心态就 更加强壮了，他们我是不会留意的，把这本东西传给我的孩子孙子的，但是他们会读的，读到以后他们就会看我的想法。And
this is the one you've been waiting for.
大家要等这个,
the application.
有没有什么应用啊?
The finish.
然后就差不多结束了。So
here's the question from 2 Peter 3. What, in view of how God is going to end the earth, dissolve it with fire, not water, fire. In view of all of that, and everything is going to dissolve, it said. In view of that, here's the question. What kind of person should I be then?
是啊，大家知道圣经上是说有一天一切都要像地上一切都要被火所消去，因为我们有这样的看见，我们就怎样今天怎样下一个决心，是我们今天要做什么样的人。这个OK。
And brothers and sisters, the answer is right there. The kind of person he wants us to be is a person who chooses holiness.
神要我们做的就是让我们做一个选择圣洁的人。
Someone said, we are as holy as we choose to be.
有人这样说，如果我们选择圣洁的话，我们就能够成为那样的圣洁。
Second Peter, he says, we want you to choose godliness.
第二彼得彼得后书是三章十一节是这样说，神让我们选择圣洁。
Godliness, which is involved in reading his word, believing his word, applying his word, praying with his word. Godliness, growing in godliness, fellowship with real Christians.
圣洁是这样子的，就是让我们怎样像神一样呢？就是说读神的话语，然后跟随神的话语，行神的话语，就是这个就是能够像属神的样式，或者再加上和我们的其他的弟兄姐妹常常的交通，和神交通。
So 2 Peter 3:11 asks the question, and it says this, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar,And the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up.
彼得后书三章十节是这样讲的，但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必有大声响废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要被烧尽了。
Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, here comes the question, what sort of peopleOught you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of the Lord.
十一节是这样写，这一切既然都要消化，你们为人应该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，就是我们怎样选择，怎样为人。
What kind of person should I be?
我要做怎样一个人呢？
By God's power and Holy Spirit,I should be a follower of Christ who chooses to be holy.
因为凭着神的能力和圣灵，我要做耶稣基督的跟随者，然后选择成为圣洁。
I should be a person who chooses to be godly.
我要成为一个选择圣洁的人。
And I should be a person who chooses to speed up Christ's return by my lifestyle.
我要成我的生活的情况，我的生活的样式，要成为这样一个人，能够让主早一点回来。
And so the prayer is, Lord, come quickly, and come when you are perfectly ready to close life on this earth.
所以我们这里要祷告的就是说，主啊，求你快来。当你就在对世界这个世界满意的时候，有一天你就会来，然后结束这个世界。
Therefore.We are warned and we are encouraged by Dr. Luke.
所以我们这里被路加的医生所记载的福音所警告我们。
May you leave this doctor's office better than when you came in.
当你离开这个医生这个他的办公室的时候，比你进来的时候你的情况要好一些。
Thank you for listening.
谢谢。